हरे कृष्णा। इंटेलेक्चुअल ग्लटनी कॉजेज स्पिरिचुअल लिथार्जी। ग्लटनी, ओवर ईटिंग इज अ वेल नोन वाइस। व्हेन वी ओवर ईट वी बिकम लिथार्जिक। द पर्पज ऑफ ईटिंग इज टू गेट एनर्जी टू डू वेरियस एक्टिविटीज, बट व्हेन वी ओवर ईट देन रादर देन गेटिंग एनर्जी वी फील डी एनर्जाइज्ड एंड वी आर नॉट एबल टू डू एनीथिंग। सो overeating in terms of physical food is something which you can easily relate with, but there can be another kind of overeating in terms of feeding ourselves unnecessary excessive information. That is intellectual gluttony. So we live in a age where information is profusely available just by pressing a few keys on a digital device. And with so much information around us, the tendency to read more, to know more, to find out more, that can become a very strong temptation, which can lead to intellectual gluttony. That means we learn so much. We learn this and that and that and that. And at the end of it, we get so burdened by all that we know that our knowledge, rather than inspiring action, that knowledge paralyzes our action. And this especially applies to the spiritual path. And Krishna talks about four kinds of people who don't surrender to him. In 7.15, he talks about these four categories. Namam duṣkṛtino mūḍha prapadyante narādhamā māyaya aparita jñāna āsuram bhāvam āśritaḥ. So among these four categories, the third category is called Mayaya Aparita Jnana. These people have Jnana, but Maya has stolen away. Maya has stolen away what? Their knowledge. That means they have knowledge, but illusion has stolen away the purpose of their knowledge. Knowledge is actually, just as food is meant to provide energy for stimulating action, knowledge is also meant to provide direction for stimulating action. But sometimes we may just get so much knowledge. Okay, you know, this thought system says this. This thought system, this, according to this philosophy, it's like that. According to this belief system, it is like that. According to this, it's like that. And we hear so many things and we get totally confused. And we become paralyzed. That is, that such paralysis is actually the result of intellectual gluttony. So rather than knowing a lot about hundreds of thought systems, we need to focus on knowing one thing and applying that one thing. So if we study the Bhagavad Gita as merely an intellectual book, we will learn few things, but we will get very little benefit. And if we read many, many commentaries written by different people from different schools of thought, then we may think that we know a lot about the Gita, but that intellectual gluttony will cause spiritual lethargy. In the sense that we may know a lot about Gita, but we may have no attraction to Krishna. We may instead have doubts and apathy towards practicing bhakti, thinking that, oh, bhakti is just one interpretation of the Gita. Although actually bhakti is the essential message of the Gita. So just as if we want to be energetic, we have to eat food, but we resist the temptation to overeat. Similarly, if we want to grow spiritually, we want to have spiritual energy for serving Krishna, we need to read scripture. We need to nourish ourselves intellectually. But we need to resist the temptation to intellectual gluttony. That means we focus and guide our reading and read books which are spiritually healthy for us. Just as we need to eat food that is spiritually, physically healthy, we need to read books written by our acharyas, written by those who are the faithful followers of our acharyas. And by reading their books, reading such books, we will nourish ourselves intellectually, and that will give us spiritual energy to practice bhakti, by which we will realize the higher truths that are talked about in the scriptures. And then when we realize, then we will go beyond doubt. We'll get conviction that will become unshakable. So by avoiding intellectual lethargy, by avoiding intellectual gluttony, we get spiritual energy, and from that spiritual energy, we get spiritual realizations. And that is actually the path to transformation and ultimately liberation. Thank you. Hare Krishna.